This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, seven past the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Roundup. The week of April 30th to May 4th is in our focus, and when I say ours, I mean Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV show, along with Victoria Keelan, also a member of the DJV platform. Doug, Jen, and Victoria heard weekdays around the country, around the world. Lots of people listening and have comments, so we'll be interested in what they have to say about some of these stories that have popped up on the list from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. They list the top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people. Also in the discussion, Joe Crummy, ace talk radio personality, and the podcast, which he has, Evil Thoughts, can be found on TuneIn and elsewhere.
Everywhere.
Wherever. You can find it if you go into your local lollipop store. You'll find it in there.
Got it.
All right. So here we go through the stories. And am I leaving anybody else? McFadden's at the, what is he down at? Jazz Fest.
Yeah, right, he's messing around.
Right. All right. The usual at number 10, sports talk activity, what's going on in Major League Baseball, the NBA. I don't know if there's anything that any of you have noted this week. You have any podcasts on sports this week, Crummy?
No, but I, you know, now that you've inspired me, I kind of like that. Look, look, the Yankees are hot. I don't know what to tell you.
The Yankees suck.
The rest of you are just going to have to get out of our way. Oh, I don't think so. You're just going to have to get out of our way. I'm sorry.
My only story with sports this week is, did you see that guy, the Mets player, I can't remember his name, the second baseman who slid into second base and his diamonds fell off of him and he was out there in the dirt looking up all of the diamonds and shoving them in his pocket.
That's awesome.
Oh, to be a groundskeeper for the Mets. I never thought I'd hear myself.
Now, we might have to hire that guy. Now, you know what? I like that guy. We might have to hire. Get a name. All right, I'll call Mr. Steinbrenner. We'll have him by noon today under contract.
Call him up. All right, number nine, the continuing conversation about the Southwest Air window incident, the lawsuits that are coming.
There was another one this week.
Yes, there was. Yeah. You want to explain that, Jennifer?
They had to make an emergency landing because of a crack in a window, so this is not great news for Southwest.
And this is the same week that Southwest announced that they were going to fly from four West Coast cities to Hawaii, and they were going to leave four planes, one on each island, so that they can compete with Hawaiian Air, which is a great idea.
Maybe they should just work on their windows first.
The whole idea, I don't want to get off on a plane conversation because you'll have to get the hook for me. I fly a lot, and I know a lot about planes. Flying in a 737, 6 hours across the Pacific.
Is not my idea of a good time.
Oh, I know.
Thanks. No.
Well,
sorry.
You know what I think I ought to do is maybe get extra money for, you know, if you take the window seat, maybe they'll get a discount.
Or they could start arguing,
you know, the weather's so nice in Hawaii, we have convertibles for planes.
Mm-hmm. No, let me tell you, the worst weather I ever saw was flying around the Hawaiian Islands with those violent thunderstorms.
Well, the discussion this week is about the volcano.
Yeah.
And the moving of the continental plate, the shelf underneath, earthquakes, and then the violent volcano that came as a result of that. Of course, mostly Hawaiian Islands and most of the islands of the Pacific are created by lava from volcanoes. So that's where they come from.
Well, then they're going to have a bigger island.
Now
they've got plenty of lava.
Lots of lava. Number eight on the countdown this week is a focus on Trump's doctor. Does he stay the doctor? He's not going to the VA.
His personal doctor, too. That weird-looking guy that looks like the dude from Big Lebowski. I was actually thinking Bruce Valanche after a blowout and a diet. I don't know. He's got that look.
The Big Lebowski.
Well, he claimed that the reason he was in the news this week is he claimed that that letter saying that Trump was going to be the fittest president in the history of the world, that was dictated by Trump.
Himself.
Yeah, that's what he
you
said.
You guys are surprised by that? I mean, you're
shocking.
Surprised by that?
It's like, well, wait a second. So the guy who lives on McDonald's isn't really that fit? I'm aghast. I can't believe
one.
It.
You're surprised by that. Well, you know what he said was that he told Trump what he could say and what he couldn't say. That kind of got lost in the mix. I mean,
Trump told him or he told Trump.
He told Trump, look, you can't say that. You can say that. In other words, Trump added all the superlatives about how fabulous
and
he is.
And notice they didn't talk about specifics. I mean, I think Trump is basically a healthy guy. We saw his review from his White House physician, who I know people think is not reputable anymore, but these were real test results that were made public from the president. He's healthy. But there's no surprise to me that this flowery, hyperbolic
right.
language
right,
that was used in the letter, without citing facts, just, you know... This is Trump's thing.
Facts
no
are
one
inconveniences,
says gotta,
Jennifer.
Yeah, no one's... Well, it's not even that he's going against the facts. He's a healthy person. Is he the most healthy person on the planet? Well, probably not. But this is a testament to Trump's ego, who I don't think anybody really argues that he's a humble guy. I mean, everything he does has to be the best.
Humble. Humble and Trump. Not necessarily words you put in the same sentence. All right. So that's the story of the doctor. All right. I have a quiz for you. Are everybody ready? Who said... that he believes slavery was a choice, and we are over it.
Come on, man.
Who said that?
Kanye.
All right. Kanye is number 7, and his comments this week, he's been taken off a lot of, his music has been taken off a lot of radio stations because of that comment. Would you say that was a controversial comment? Or was stupid comment? What's the adjective you would use to describe...
It's a medicated. I think it's a medicated comment. That's what I...
Medicated.
He's definitely on
some kind of juice.
Really? Well, he admits that he was addicted to opioids. He's on mood stabilizers. I don't know if he's admitted whatever his diagnosis was, but he had a mental breakdown, and he is on pills. So I just don't know what he's on. He wouldn't
tell. Didn't he just wander into the studios of TMJ...
TMZ.
Yeah, sort of.
Them too.
TMJ. Yeah.
DJV.
Straw dropping.
He wandered into the studio. DJV.
Yes, he did that, exactly.
You know, I like how Kim Kardashian...
Jennifer, you can quote me on that if you'd like. All right, so what'd you say, Joe? What?
I was just saying I like how Kim Kardashian came out, at least in my understanding, and said, oh, those aren't my views.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's what very did he afraid say... she's going to lose her following, too.
Okay. Exactly. Got to be very careful there.
Did he get invited into TMZ, or did he just walk
he
in?
Yeah, he showed up.
Hey, Harvey, I got something for you, Harvey.
Well, he didn't just show up, because Candace Owens was with him, and Harvey Levin put this thing together. It wasn't like he just like said, oh, maybe I'll go to see TMZ today. I mean, they brought him in on purpose.
All right. Never
oh, yeah.
Harvey
a Levin
good gossip
knows,
story. Of course.
Yeah, Harvey Levin's not going to pass on that. No. And then he didn't even, and he sat there. If you watch the video, he just sat there the whole time. He barely said anything, and Kanye just
didn't
went
have to.
Off. Yep.
Why did he didn't have to say
Kanye
anything.
Kanye is
that.
The show. Yep.
Right. He'd be smart enough to know that. Yeah. Levin's no fool. He's got that figured out, and he's done a pretty good job of figuring it out. Where the world is now is all about gossip, rumor, innuendo, and they love to talk about people. So he's got a big staff. They've got somebody permanently 24 hours a day stationed at LAX. They just wander around the airport, wait till they see somebody they recognize and take a shot. Hey, Jennifer Garner, where'd you go? Did you go get some flowers over in Milwaukee? What were you doing on your trip? You know, that kind of stuff.
Not for long, though, although because the international terminal at LAX just put in private underground parking so that they can sneak celebrities out without being detected.
I would bet they do that they could use an underground parking space and just funnel people in because there's enough walkways underneath both sides of the airport so you could bring somebody in there and get them out without...
Stylists prepare outfits for people to change into after they land.
If they want it. Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, it'll be... I don't think anyone... It'll be interesting to see. Maybe, like, George Clooney would want to use the privacy factor, but I think other people are still going to be walking right out there for the cameras. Yeah.
Here I am. Here's my mug. Take my picture. What do you want to ask me? I want to ask you if you're ready for Mother's Day yet. Mother's Day and other seasonal areas of concern for people giving gifts. It's birthday time for some, It's anniversary time for others. It's Mom's Day. So let's just, because Mother's Day is next week, and let's focus on Mother's Day and what you're going to get. You're going to buy your mother something really expensive, or you're going to buy her something that's really good. Expensive doesn't equal good. You know that. I know that. As a matter of fact, you can see that in the world of flowers, because the most expensive flowers are, in my experience, the worst. The best flowers this year are the least expensive flowers, and you can count on the price when you go to Books.com. Here you go, Joe. This is just for you. Books.com, your mother, whatever woman in life you want to send flowers to, Bouqs.com. Books.com, short for bouquets. They are booking awesome. You'll love them. That's the word you'll use, Joe. Awesome.
I like it. Really?
Books flowers. Unique. Special, your mom. Unique, special. Put them together, and what do you have? It's perfect, perfect, perfect. These flowers are freshly cut from Books farms all around the country, delivered right to your mother. They will last a long, long time. I got a box full of tulips delivered to me this week. I put them in the jar, which also comes in the box, and they are now just beginning to bloom. They'll last for a long time. I know they will. Last for a long time for your mom as well. So get them. Maybe send them to your mom early, but don't wait till the last. That's so silly and thoughtless, too. Don't be a thoughtless SOB. Go to Bouqs.com, B-O-U-Q-S, Bouqs.com, and when you order them today, use the code D-O-U-G for Doug. Get 15% more off the already shaved down price because they're cutting out the middlemen. They come directly from the farm to you. Bouqs, B-O-U-Q-S.com, Bouqs.com. Enter Doug and get 15% more off at Bouqs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the KFC Extra Crispy Kernel.
Bronze and gold, crunchy and tasty. This is a song about the Crispy Kernel. It's a new sandwich, and it's extra crispy like me. The Crispy Kernel comes in a $5 fill-up with wedges, cookie drink, and a yacht. Okay, maybe not a yacht, but all them other fixings. Get the new Crispy Kernel sandwich in a $5 fill-up from KFC. It's extra crispy good.
Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
On the people list this week, at number 10 is Michelle Wolf. What a disgusting display. There are some people, if you follow various social media, think that she's great. Those are the Trump haters. I'm not a Trump lover, but I will tell you, I thought when I saw, maybe it's an age thing. I've seen a lot of posts on Facebook and other places that, oh, wow, she's fabulous, she's great.
I think she was great. You know, I don't love Trump at all, but I don't think she was great. She was a bad comedian.
Yeah.
You know, she just was terrible at her job.
Yeah,
I didn't think she was the appropriate person for that. And even halfway through, as people were starting to boo her, you could see her say,
"Honey,
did they even review who I am? Like, why did they hire me to do this?"
Well, why did she say yes to do it? Why did she say yes to do it? That would be what I would.
Well, it's good for her. Who knew who she was?
No one. Yeah,
everybody's talking about her. Yeah, I suppose. What's the old expression? All publicity is good. Doesn't mean you didn't spell my name right, and that's an F. S-T-E-P-H-A-N. There you go. 21 after the hour, the Count Radio, the Count Radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Review.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
And change at the hour as we continue with our talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy. Here we're going through the charts for this week according to the info at Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We're sort of going through the stories. I may throw in a couple of people moves here as we have time. Reviewing number 10 is Sports Talk Radio, number 9. Southwest and whatever window is going to pop out next. The weird doctor story. Doctor Who with Dr. Trump. Number 8, Kanye. What do I? It's like Oprah or people, Ellen. You don't have to mention his last name. It's just, the guy's a banana. Number 6, Charlie Rose is back on television interviewing the people like him who have been accused of doing wrong. I suppose the Tom Brokaw conversation comes into focus this week because of some of the accusations against him. What do we think of Charlie? I've never thought much of Charlie Rose. I always thought he was a big gas bag. Brokaw I have different feelings about.
Brokaw,
I don't know what to believe.
The thing on Brokaw really cracks me up because you got two women, and then at one point the news came out that a third woman had come forward and about Brokaw, and I went,
and said what?
This is.
What'd she say?
Right. Well, this is interesting that he had kissed her, but this
she
goes
said
back,
that.
Yeah, oh yeah, but check this out. It's 50 years ago.
50 years
what?
Ago.
Yes, 50 years ago. I'm thinking, and that she was in her house and he had French kissed her. I didn't even know that French kissing was around 50 years ago.
Yeah, it was. Take it from me.
I thought he invented. Maybe he was one of the pioneers.
No, I don't know.
But I'm just saying, it was okay. It has been okay. Thank you. But anyway, 50 years ago, I'm thinking, all right, 50 years ago. Jeez.
Well, the question that I have about Brokaw is I don't have any questions about Charlie Rose. But then I get into these personal thoughts. Is it because I like Tom Brokaw? I never thought he was a great newsman. Now, that lisp was always very distracting for me. Charlie Rose always came across to me as an egomaniac. He reminds me of Garrison Keillor. The two of them in the same pod, just extravagantly set and focused on themselves. Everything
right, very impressed with themselves.
So everybody needs to bow down. Women need to quake in my wake, if you will. Come on, get lost.
I think 27 more this week. 27 more accusations on
against
Charlie Rose. 27.
Oh, I didn't hear that. That sounds like a New York story. Really.
Yeah, exactly.
After he said, so isn't, did I have that right? Isn't he going to interview all, round up all the men and maybe interview them once?
That was the rumor. Yep.
One at a time?
That was an idea that was floated, but I don't think anybody actually would do that.
Well, I don't know that anyone wants to touch it at this point.
Of course not.
Because Matt Lauer is also starting to make himself very public in New York, and so he's kind of staging his comeback. His divorce is finalized now. The family, all that stuff is settled, and so now he's back at restaurants and...
Right, so doing
he's
what?
He's going to start looking for another job, I'm guessing. Maybe he'll go on and be interviewed by Charlie Rose, and they can sit there and talk about how great they are.
What is he? What kind of a job does he get? Seriously.
I don't know.
If you're in the news media, or you're in that business, you're going to hire, maybe he could be an actor or something, but how are you going to do a controversial talk radio program?
Right. Let's not forget, Billy Bush still does not have a job.
Doesn't have a job, no.
And he didn't do anything except he stood there and awkwardly laughed at Trump being a pig, and yet he still doesn't have a job.
Yeah. Something wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
Right? All right, coming up, the top five items, the top five stories, according to talkers. That's what we do every week here in the Talk Radio Review. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take, fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back on the subject at hand, which is the focus on the charts from Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Joe Crummy is here. And we here to take apart, if you will, or analyze or give perspectives on some of these things. The number 10 item, Sports Talk Radio, and the issues facing the sports world. Southwest is at number 9, and their issues. Number 8, the doctors that service Mr. Trump and their issues. Kanye West and his issues. Charlie Rose and his issues. Number 6. Number 5, the continuing focus on the talks between the North Koreans, South Koreans, and whether the summit is going to be held on the border with North and South Korea when President Trump shows up. Is that the place to have it? I know there have been a number of suggestions. Where's the best? Geneva? I don't know. We go to Johannesburg? Who knows? One wonders, is this going to be substantive, or will it be something that, under the circumstances, becomes a big a photo op. Yeah, right.
I know you've accused me, Doug, this week of being a little cynical about this meeting, but so I won't say much more than I already have. I think it's just going to be a big photo op.
Okay. Joe, what do you think?
Well, I mean, if that's all it is, then we're basically back to square one again. I don't think so. I think if they're smart, they'll have it on the border.
Does Trump deserve the Peace Prize, the Nobel Peace Prize, for putting these two countries back together again, as it were?
I don't mind. If he does something real and if something substantive comes from this, sure. Then he deserves that. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. I don't want him to be awarded.
I wouldn't want him to be awarded it prematurely and then everything falls apart and then we've got World War III. If it's justified, then absolutely.
All right. I don't want to argue that much with what you just said because I think you're right. We got to wait. But here's the thing. I mean, already. You've had historic, let's just say, warming of relations between the North and the South. I mean, already that's happened. I mean, that's been going on. Now, they're talking about peace now. After 65 years, they want to stop all that. They actually met and shook hands. That's never happened before. So, I mean, let's not forget that.
You're right to point out that little weasel. What do you think?
Well,
shaking hands with Kim Jong-un. You know how it is to shake hands.
Who has smaller hands, Trump or Kim Jong-un?
What? You know what that suggestion means, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you making fun of a man's appearance?
Of course he is. Yeah. But one wonders.
But they both do have chubby, short fingers, so.
Shake hands with people. I'm trying to remember what it was like to shake hands with you, Joe, the first time. Whether you were firm and manly or whether you were a wimp. I don't think you were a wimp.
I like a firm handshake.
I do too. I do. But there's like nothing worse than shaking somebody's hands that mealy, just kind of insincere.
What do they call it? Dead fish?
Yeah.
Right?
I like to shake hands and see the other person wince a little bit. See, I like that. Good to see you. How are you?
Man, after my own heart. All right. So I wonder about the shaking of hands as they come together there. Number four, border security. What has happened to those asylum seekers? I guess I've lost focus.
There was some pregnant woman, right, who got nominated to be the first at the top
America.
Yes, exactly. But I haven't heard much more either. They filled out paperwork, from what I've heard. They've processed people, and some people are living in tents right near the border. They're just a few feet away, from the U.S. side. But other than that, I don't know what else is new. What's happening?
I think it's kind of like Stormy Daniels. Everybody knows what the game is, and right? Don't you think so? Everybody kind of goes, "Okay, we get what's going on." You're not fooling anybody.
Oh my God.
What's going on here?
This gives us the rest of the time. I think the number one person of the week and the number one sort of, we wrap three or four different things around Rudy Giuliani getting involved and wondering out loud what the strategy is. The comments about Stormy Daniels, her lawyer who's never seen, he reminds me of Chuck Schumer, never seen a microphone or a camera that he didn't want to make love to. He says, Trump, what's the guy's name, Avalanti or something? What's his name?
Avenatti.
Avenatti.
Whatever he is.
That guy, he's everywhere.
Oh, my God, what a $3 bill. Trump will never see the end of his first 4 years and that stuff. You big bull crapping.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Trump is not going to get impeached because he did the ding-dong with Stormy Daniels. Nobody cares. Are there other things you might not like about Trump that have some substance? And speaking of that, I thought it was also interesting, Giuliani warning Mueller to stay away from Ivanka. You want to go after her husband? Great. But because he's disposable, supposedly. But
yeah, but I mean that's not really what he meant,
How do you know what he meant? Did you ask him?
No, I listened very closely to what he said. Just listen for a second. He was talking about chivalry. He was saying that the American public won't take it. He wasn't saying that, we don't really care about Jared Kushner. He's nobody. And if he's dirty, we don't care. What he's talking about, if you go after Ivanka, it's like making fun of a woman's looks or something like that. The public will turn on them immediately. Men, of course, can take more you-know-what because he was talking more about chivalry.
Well, but it's inappropriate anyway to be talking about either Ivanka or what's the wife's name? I don't even put her
Melania.
On.
Melania.
Melania, yeah.
Well, the sort of rumor mill from New York City, where I am, is that that Ivanka has a brand, and it's a very successful brand. It takes some bumps in the roads, but it's still a successful brand, and they want to separate any type of corruption or whatever Jared might be going through. They want to keep her and her image and her brand very separate. So that's not just about chivalry. That's really about brand awareness and protecting her as a brand. And Giuliani's no dummy. He knows that's what they're trying to do. Yeah, so they're trying to just keep her clean, keep her image clean. So when the rumor is still that she and Jared are moving back to New York City by the end of the summer. So that's been the rumor up here for a while now that they're just sort of done with
Trump
D.C.
Tower?
No. They have an apartment somewhere
he
downtown.
Doesn't he have a building that his company is owned?
Yes, 666 Fifth Avenue.
Ah, that's right, too.
Yeah, so that's in...
That's where Joe Crummy lives. Did you know that? 666.
That's where evil thoughts... Right.
That's where evil thoughts start, right there, right at 666 Sunset Avenue. That's where Joe lives. Joe's in Los Angeles, and Victoria is in New York. I'm in Boston. This is the Talk Radio Review in a moment. Rudy Giuliani and his awakening, the revelations this week from some of the things that he has approached. I think he's, I've never been a big Rudy Giuliani fan.
No, me neither.
I was friendly with Brackett, who was the police commissioner of Boston. Then he went to New York, did a fabulous job, and Rudy fired him because he was getting all the attention from the news media. And when in reality, he deserved the attention because he was doing the job. But Rudy is an egomaniac most of the rest of these guys.
He really is. Well, New Yorkers, and Joe, I don't know if you were living in New York when Giuliani was mayor, but it was sort of like a known thing. New Yorkers couldn't stand Giuliani, but everybody else who was a tourist thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread because he miraculously got rid of the homeless people. So that's, and he cleaned up 42nd Street.
I was living in New York under Dinkins, and it was a mess, and you couldn't even stop at a light without being accosted by some guy who wanted to do your windshield. It was really out of control. The subways were scary.
Welcome to Los Angeles these days.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it was really bad. I think a lot of people, at least I appreciated what Giuliani did. Now he's a little crazy now. When I see him, and I have a lot of respect for what he did for the city of New York, and I think a lot of people did. I would take issue with what you said, but now sometimes I wonder about him. He's a little older. I mean, I knew him back when he had hair. I mean, that's how long ago it was. So.
There you go. Well, it's very interesting how he's been inveigled into the conversation, for sure.
He's got a national spotlight again.
Yeah.
Exactly. He
runs a security company, I think, that he developed after his quote-unquote success of saving the city post-9/11. Then he started his whatever that company was to advise people all around the world on safety and security. And he's a lawyer by trade, and he's gotten into he just loves the political life.
Well, now he's single too, so he's hot.
Oh, he is. I thought he married some younger woman.
Oh, he just got divorced.
Oh, I didn't know that. How long was he married?
I don't know, 15 years, something like that. He and Judith just got divorced.
How much younger was she than he?
Not a whole lot. He left his first wife for Judith, and then that was kind of a scandal, and then now they're kaput. Yeah. So now he's hot to trot, and he's got a national spotlight. So hey, it's good times for Giuliani.
More Giuliani focus and Trump together in a matter of moments. 44 past the hour. May I invite you to spend a moment listening to reasons for you to call 800-355-1493. I don't normally begin a commercial with a phone number, especially if you don't know why I'm giving you the number or why you're going to call. You're going to call because you're going to get something free. 800-355-1493 is your opening to a free bottle of Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Yep, the door is open. Now you call 800-355-1493. When somebody tells you to get something free, don't you just normally say, yep, I'm doing that? So call this number, 800-355-1493, and get a bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Makes a big difference. Has the right omega-3s in it, great for your circulation, cardiovascular health, your brain, your muscles. Get all that blood all around it. Your doctor's going to love that. And then you can boost your joint comfort because the krill oil that comes as part of this makes a big difference when it comes to the bursa, the making your joints not grind and fall apart. This is a good way for you to feel better all the way around. What a great combination. What a great idea. And you can start the program with the first bottle free of Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493. Pay a couple of bucks shipping and that's the deal. You've got it. It's on its way. Call them now. 800-355-1493.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
On Halloween, thousands of college students attend costume parties, the bizarre attire being part of the fun. But this year, they found the PC police in charge on campuses across America. One university said it didn't matter if students admired Pocahontas or if Prince was their favorite singer. Minority students were allowed to wear such costumes, but white students could not. Desperate to avoid offending anyone, dozens of colleges posted such rules. One advises against traditional headwear from other cultures, while many others simply tell students not to wear costumes representing a culture that is not theirs. Their own. Well, that certainly eliminates devils, witches, ghosts, and superheroes. Maybe we should look through the lens of liberty and realize that making everyone dress up as themselves would be a mean trick, not a treat.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
All right, a couple of more moments here for our review. The Iranians and Trump and the deal and whether it gets ripped up and thrown away, I suppose that's an important conversation. Number two this week, Trump is, you know, always in the top, a part of the top two or three items, sometimes the top four items on the countdown. So what do we make of this? There's nothing really new here except that we're paying attention to it because most everybody has known it was a rotten deal to begin with. So,
right. I think, you know what I think? I think the key to it is the pallets of cash. You know, in 2016, I think, when the transfer of all this money was at $1.7 billion or whatever it was, I think it's weird that it wasn't an electronic transfer and that it was actual cash. I think Trump smells a rat there, as apparently you do, too. That, you know, there,
well, I think it was badly conceived. That's all I can tell you, is it badly conceived.
Right.
And you don't, why would you trust the Iranian government? Iranian people are great people, by the way. I know a lot of folks who have come here from Iran, smart, mm-hmm. well-educated, well-intentioned. They're not all about them. I think that the government is in real trouble there. The Khomeini reign of terror, the younger millennials especially are fed up with him and his bunkum. They don't believe that stuff, and they wonder, some of the older people, whether it was the right thing to get rid of the Shah, given what a prelate what do they call him? He's the world's most powerful. What do they call the Khomeini? I don't forget what the title is for him. Whatever it is, he's a boob. 10 before the hour.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And change after the hour now. Time for our weekly review of the hot hits in the world of technology. So Victoria has that job, and she does a great job going through the top five. We start at number five. These are the stories that Victoria thinks are the big ones that will affect you from this past week.
Well, the Sprint and T-Mobile merger was definitely a big story this week. And, of course, if you're a customer of T-Mobile or Sprint, the number one question on your mind is my bill going to go up? And both CEOs of T-Mobile and Sprint have said that the $26 billion merger between the two companies would not that's not going to increase your bill, but the reason that they eventually decided, these two CEOs do not like each other. They've been very public. They feuded on Twitter. They don't like each other on social media, but they have put all their differences aside because they say the country needs a 5G high-speed network, which is true.
They put their differences aside because they're going to make a lot of money.
Of course,
both of them
of course.
Make a lot of money.
Yeah. But they are correct. The country does need a high-speed 5G network. We have the technology. We just don't have it actually in place. And there's a lot of red tape for the reasons for that and things. But the truth is both of these CEOs have said we are so far behind China and South Korea, and they are correct in that. And so we have areas in rural America where you still can't get internet. And that's a huge problem. So yeah. They're both going to use this money. They have a $40 billion investment to build out a 5G network. It'll also create thousands of jobs. So far, thumbs up for the Sprint and T-Mobile merger.
All right, number four, Apple in the baddie zone this week.
Well, people were really expecting to have Apple lower prices on the iPhone, especially the iPhone X, which starts at $999. But apparently Apple beat the system again, and this week they announced that their earnings were more than expected, actually by a great deal. Their sales of the iPhones were not in a huge slump, which had been rumored. Wall Street kind of panicked. They lowered the value of Apple and all that. It was a mess. However, CEO Tim Cook said that since they split the iPhone lines with the first, which started with the iPhone 6 and then the 6 Plus, they've been doing that for each one. So there's a 7, 7 Plus, 8, 8 Plus. And they said actually that they have been selling, those models have been more popular than ever. So unfortunately, when they release new iPhones this September, they will not be cheaper.
All right. Facebook, getting into dating, Facebook has been the subject of a lot of scrutiny this week because of the silliness, I don't know if silly is the right way to put it, in there, trying to figure out what the real news is. So we get to that, but first let's dig around the new dating feature.
Yeah, Facebook made some big headlines this week announcing that they were getting into dating, and they have 200 million people who have marked themselves as single on Facebook. So, of course, Mark Zuckerberg says this is an untapped market, and it's another way of keeping people on the platform longer, which is something that Facebook is scrambling to do because they've lost a lot of trust in the consumer. And so people don't trust that Facebook is safe, and there's been a lot of controversy online. People are really skeptical about this new dating section. It will be a separate tool from your regular Facebook page. They say it'll have all kinds of privacy, that you know your friends won't know that you're using it for dating, but a lot of people are still very skeptical on this one.
So they just don't use it, right? That's the bottom line.
Yeah, you don't have to, but you know,
right.
Good idea
all
in
right.
theory, but I don't know if it's going to work.
Yeah, well, they need all the help they can get to stay relevant. They become so big, and any burp or blip is going to cause people to go the other way. Twitter is the focus of the new number two item this week as we look at the Tech Talk review.
Yeah, bad news for Twitter. Twitter says all 336 million users need to change their passwords immediately. If you haven't already done this, get into your Twitter account and change your password. The reason is they have found an unprotected, they found a bug that basically has made your password no longer protected. And so it's an internal issue. They've been very transparent about it, so they do get some points for that because we're not in the time anymore where you can hide this kind of stuff on social media. So they didn't specify how many passwords were stored that in this one section that had the bug affect it. But just to be safe, change your password. It's the easiest thing to do.
Change your password. Word to the wise. Okay, number one, another Facebook focus.
Well, this one is really more specifically about Cambridge Analytica. That is the data consulting firm that, of course, that ended up selling 87 million Facebook users' data without their consent. This is a UK-based company. They have a lot of political clients. They sold information to the Trump campaign. They also, apparently, were very involved with the Brexit campaign in the UK. So now the big story this week is they have had so much bad publicity, they're filing for bankruptcy. They will go under, no longer in business, and they're shutting down all of their subsidiaries as well.
Is that a surprise?
I don't know that people thought they were going to file for bankruptcy, but yeah, it's not good news.
See you later, alligator. 59 past the hour.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.